Welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth. You're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different eyes. And remember, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Welcome, guys, to Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Rev Tony. I'm here with Rev Tony today, who is clearly excited to be here. How are you?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm well, thank you. I'm laughing because he is moving around. I don't know what's wrong with him.
It was airboxing.
Yeah,
I was knocking off. I don't know. It was just, you know, these air molecules were in my way. I needed to knock them out.
It might be because of this topic.
Oh, what's the topic? I don't know what the topic is.
How to handle your critics.
Really? Alrighty. Okay, so let me tell
you. I'm laughing because I thought you saw my notes this morning.
No, I didn't see your notes. I guess I was just boxing. Okay, so let me explain how this show got created. Okay, I read like 6 to 10 books a month. Listen to all sorts of stuff. Yeah, well, you know, I read 6 to 10 books a month. I've come from a really bad place to a really successful place. Not by my own effort, just by a good team and a good bunch of people. And we decided that we was going to do this podcast to help people experience some success. So what happens is, she asked me questions I don't know and topics I don't know, and I just give the answer about how I did it myself. And that's how it happened. So I'm laughing because you can't get where I've got without handling critics or even receiving critics. So let's go. Let's get at it.
Okay, so you actually touched on it. So not to arrogantly lift you up or something, but you're a successful guy. You are a business owner. You are a pastor. You're an author. You're book Keep Walking actually comes out September 1st. You can pre-order right now at revtone.org.
I train you well, the plugging. You guys, I have plugging classes. All my workers. No, I'm just joking. Go ahead.
You're a pastor. You're a motivational speaker. You do all these great things inside of your community. Obviously, with success comes people telling you whatever.
Right.
How do you handle, I guess you can say your haters, but I want to say your critics. I don't like the word haters.
Well, localize that a little bit. Give me a specific, that question's too broad to actually help someone.
I apologize.
Yeah, so.
So, you opened this podcast by saying you came from a really bad place.
Okay, now we got something.
And now you're, well, let's go with your business. You own several successful businesses. And I'm sure there are people who told you that you came from nothing, so you're not going to be anything, or you can't do this, you don't know anything about business. You're a preacher. What do you know about running a corporation? How do you handle that?
Good. Now we've got it. Well, first and foremost, most of your critics are going to come from your family.
Oh, no. Not your family.
Yeah, that's the way that works.
No.
That's the way that works. If you're an entrepreneur and you listen to this podcast, you need to know two things. One, you're weird. Okay? You think weird. Well, this is the truth.
I'm laughing because I read an article.
Did you really?
Entrepreneur.com.
Mm-hmm.
They actually published this not like maybe 5 days ago.
Oh, wow. Well, see.
Ways you know you're an entrepreneur.
Because they're weird. You're weird? Yeah. You're weird. You don't operate right. You don't think right. You see. There's no box for you. There's no rules, right, anything like that. So you're weird. And because you're weird and you hang around most people who would rather be a cow just grazing grass, while you'd rather be a bull knocking down everything in front of you. is that a crazy analogy? Okay, right?
Since
you're the bull and they're the cows.
The
cow's going to look at the bull like he's wrong for being a bull, right? Okay, so that being said, you need to become comfortable with your weirdness. Okay, that's how you handle with your critics. Like I'm getting somewhere with this here.
Okay.
Become comfortable with your weirdness, okay? I really like that. You don't fit well because you weren't meant to fit in. And the mere fact that you weren't meant to fit in is exactly why people are going to force you to fit in. But here's the deal. You are listening to this podcast as you download it via the internet and probably on your cellular device with your headphones or a speaker. Let's touch all those. The internet, the cell phone or mobile device, the speakers or headphones, and podcasts. All these things are weird. You've just got used to them. It is absolutely weird to pick up a device and call someone thousands of miles away from you, and they hear you as you talk thousands of miles away from them. That's weird. But thank God someone was weird enough to say, that's not weird at all. Let's make this weirdness a reality.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the mobile device.
Mm-hmm.
Internet. Right? We talked about Al Gore, but he didn't invent the internet. It's actually more like a military thing, but it doesn't matter. It's weird to even have internet and even have it free. You know, some people want to privatize and they can make money off of it and things like that. That's weird to type a message and have that message, you know, not to have the Pony Express, right? That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God, right? Right? Or the universe, whatever you feel. I'm a preacher, so I say thank God. You know, I believe in God. You know, but it's weird to think of such things. The speakers that you're listening to or the headphones you use, all these things are weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an entrepreneur that made sure this weird. Oh, and then the iTunes that came from Apple and Steve Jobs was certainly weird. But look at the weirdness of these people. The reason why they won and the critics lost, because they were comfortable with their weirdness. The first way you become comfortable with your critics is to be comfortable with your, well, to deal with your critics, become comfortable with your weirdness, because when you're comfortable with what's wrong with you, you'll find out it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. There are people right there that are super attractive, and they have like a chipped tooth, and they love their chipped tooth. And guess what? No one bothers them about their chipped tooth because they tried and the person was like, oh, I love my chipped tooth, and they never got bothered by it again. People will bother you if they can see they get a rise out of you. But if you're comfortable with what they're trying to bother you about, they won't bother you again. That's one way to handle your critics. What you got?
So maybe most people who are listening are not entrepreneurs. They're just, I don't want to say regular people, but they're not.
They're awesome people.
They're awesome people.
Decide not to be entrepreneurs.
Who decide not to be entrepreneurs. Okay. They don't have like people attacking them about opening up a business, but achieving their dreams, going back to school,
right,
applying for a job that pays less money than what they make right now, but it's tied into their passion.
Right.
How do they address that? How do they?
That's a good question.
Deal with
it? Good question. Here's how you address it. They are not living your life. I hate to be so bold and crass, but here's the deal. You get one shot at this, and you should never let me diminish or stop your shot at happiness or life. And I'm not living it. Like, if you listen to me and you suffer because you listen to me, guess what? I'm not going to suffer with you, right? If I'm your biggest critic and I want you to fail, I'm going to have great joy. Guess what?
We fail.
Exactly. So the point is, the only time the people against you are happy is when you're not happy. Now think about that for a second. Why make someone happy because you're in tears when they actually want you in tears. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, then. So if you know that the people against you want you to be crying, divorced, broke, overdraft, whatever, then don't give it to them. And don't listen to them tell you how you should live your life, because they don't want to be proved. The number one thing people don't want to like, two people don't want to have happen to them, is to be proved wrong. The reason why you have your family, or whoever, and this is you in general, second person plural, the reason why you have people against you is because they said at one time you were never going to be anything, and you're the president of the Honor Society, or you're the Fortune 500, or you're whatever it is, you have a home, your marriage working, cars, beautiful kids, they act correctly, all this stuff. You are the president of the United States, whatever it is, and these people still say you're not going to be anything. You know why? Because they don't want to be wrong. So they're going to keep telling you what you're not going to be, so that you can finally prove they're wrong, so they can go, I told you so, even if it takes them 40 years. Here's the deal. The second way to deal with your critics is to never let them be right about you. Mm. Right? Mm. Your job. I can't say, oh, that's what she was talking about, if you never show me what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. That's a profound statement. When you tell me your idea, if you're in a church where you say, God called me to do this, if you're in a corporate where I say, I have this invention for that, okay, however that works out in your environment, thank you, I can't say, wow, she was right, unless you actually go out there and go be right. Isn't that a simple truth? Mm-hmm. I can't jump on your team. I can't be Team Tempest. I can't be Team Bob. All right? I know why I keep saying Bob. I like Bob. I can't be Team Bob if Bob don't even go out there and have a team. You got to be able to go, show me what you were talking about. Because when you show me what you were talking about, that's the most powerful way to prove your critics wrong. Wow,
okay, well, actually, we're just going to end this right here.
Okay. Got a short one today.
Not a short one today. Well, you immediately answered all the questions,
I don't always ramble.
Well, you never so thank you for that. Any closing thoughts from Rev Tony today?
How to deal with your critics? Closing thoughts? I've got a closing thought. How to deal with your critics? Here it is. It's going to sound terrible, but hey, I have to give it to you in the way I deal with it myself. If people are going to be mad at you, and you know this to be a fact, they're not going to like you all the time, and everyone's not going to like you, right? There's a saying, you can be the sweetest, most ripe, fresh, juiciest fruit peach there ever was. But there's always going to be somebody out there that don't eat peaches, right? Right. So here's the deal. Let people hate you all the way to the bank. Let them hate you all the way to your successful marriage. Let them hate you into your successful idea or invention. Let them hate you into your new dream. Let them hate you as a junior in college on your way to being a senior. Let them hate you as you walk across stage. The next 4 years are going to pass by whether you want them to or not. You can smoke weed if that's your thing. And those 4 years are going to pass by, and guess what? You're just going to be a pothead who has smoked weed for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. However, if you decide to get on whatever career path that you want, and you pursue that career path for 4 years, you'll find out that you have become whatever it is that your five-year plan, your four-year plan. If you start off as a freshman, you're now a college graduate because you decided to do something within your 4 years. My closing thought in a nutshell is they're going to hate you. You might as well give them something to hate you for, as long as it's positive and it changes your world. They're going to hate you regardless. You might as well be successful and let them hate you for being successful and not hate you because you proved them right.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
those are my closing thoughts.
All right. Well, thank you. There you have it, guys. That's this week's Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Rev Tony. We both would like to thank you for tuning in this week. If you have any ideas or suggestions for topics we can discuss on Brick by Brick, feel free to visit us on the web at revtony.org. Click on the Contact Us tab, fill out the form, and someone will contact you within a day or so, and your topic might be our next topic. Make sure you look out for the new show Standout, debuting fall of 2014 on All Nations TV and other platforms. Standout is created by Rev Tony and will be hosted by Ms. Keisha Pleasant Allen. Standout is a show that highlights people who are standing out in an ordinary world. Season 1 has already been filmed, but if you or someone you know would be interested in sharing their story about how they stand out in this world, go to RevTony.org, click on the Contact Us tab, fill out the form, and someone will get back with you soon. Or you can email us at info@RevTony.org. The book, Keep Walking, How God Worked Through My Logic, written by Rev Tony, debuts September 1st. But you can pre-order your autographed copy today at RevTony.org. The cost for the book is $15 with tax. I believe it comes out to $18.99 maybe. If you would like Rev Tony to come speak at your upcoming event, conference, or anything that you have going on, once again, RevTony.org, or email us at info@RevTony.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week.
All right, guys. Well, as usual, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire or you're just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you, because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune into us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.